Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and it's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. Roy, good to have you on with us here today. Difference from last week to this week has certainly been a lot of moisture, hasn't it?
There certainly has been. I'd have to classify it as excessive moisture in a lot of areas, but right here in eastern Cass County, we've had about an inch and a half of rain, and the biggest rain that we had, and it wasn't enough to cause a lot of runoff or a lot of damage. And so I'd have to say that moisture wise we're in pretty good shape, not too much excess, and enough for most of the people that were needing some.
Now, you and I were talking before, it'd be interesting to see how, south of the Platte River, how that all drains into the Platte and the Missouri River, and what kind of situation that might make, huh?
Right. My perception is that the county that seemed to get hit the hardest was Saline County, and I think, from what I know about the hydrology of the area and everything, part of that drains to the south, and part of it drains into the Platte going north, so it's kind of hard to judge what the potential damage might be. No doubt the people that play baseball at the UNL Stadium think that there was a lot of damage because of baseball's diamond is underwater, but in terms of the amount of crops that it might affect, maybe not all that much.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much crop damage or replant will have to happen right behind it here. But as far as what's going on in the markets themselves, the grain, corns, and oil seeds, the soybeans continue to go up and down, and lately it's been a little bit more down than up, huh?
It has been, and basically that's a function of the risk premium going away as the crop gets planted, and even though farmers in Southeast Nebraska might feel like there's an awful lot of damage, in terms of the actual damage to crops nationwide, it probably hasn't been all that much. And so as that risk premium goes away, the price goes down, and when it goes up and down several times, it has a tendency to stay down longer than it stays up. And so, I'm looking at the situation right now. I did sell some cash corn earlier this week, and I think it's time to, if you've got cash corn in the bin, it's time to be having a strategy for getting it moved and getting it out of there before there's a big rush, because it seems like everybody thinks there's a lot of corn still in farmers' hands, and eventually that'll need to be taken to town.
Yeah, if there's one thing that you can do while waiting for the topsoil to dry back out, it is, maybe take advantage of some quick ship opportunities, because basis has held together very good, hasn't it?
Right. Basis has held together good, and we still maintain a premium for nearby delivery. And, I really can't give advice to anybody specifically, but when you see a situation like that, that's a good time to take advantage of what the market's offering you. And everybody wants $10 for beans and $4 for corn, but you better take some of what's available today, because we might not get those levels later on.
All right, Roy, as we kind of wrap up our discussion here for today, what would you say are the keys to watch for? Obviously planting progress and when we can get back into the fields is a big thing, but beyond that, what are some of the things that you'll be watching for?
Just continue to watch the basis, and if you see the basis starting to widen out, that's probably a sign that somebody is selling, and it's probably your neighbor, and get some prices locked in and get some plans made to get that old crop corn out of the bin. And there's still plenty of time for some risk premium, but the further we get in the calendar, the less time there is. And so, think about that while you're making that decision.
Very good. For folks that would like to get more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com. My email address is soyroy.com, my website.
All right. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks for the information, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
Oh, yeah. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. As we update markets every Friday morning right here on KTIC, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.